IT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Call Repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Path Northern Mark III Center, 106 Carlos Street, Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Good evening, Jeff, N5ALW.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's 2N5AOW and KC2MBU. Are there any other check-ins? N5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's up?
Hey, Jeff. Oh, a little bit of... Well, anyway, yeah, I missed last Saturday. Had the death of another close friend, and we've been kind of helping him tie up loose ends and whatever on that door since Saturday till today. So anyway, you know, one of those things that popped up and very disappointing and quite a loss, but anyway, one of those things we get through. So other than that, not a whole lot. Been busy trying to keep ahead of the weather and whatever and get things pretty well buttoned up for the winter. All the late things to do and try to get everything prepared. So, with that, I'll say 73 to all and turn it back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW.
All right there, Bill. Well, sorry to hear about the death of a friend. That's never easy, never. So, there's always a lot to go with it, too. All right, well, good luck with that, and hopefully that'll be, that's all settled, and again, sorry for your loss. All right, well, you have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
We got 58 degrees up on the hill here. We had a little excitement on the road here today. I don't know what was going on. Maybe somebody heard something on a scanner and could fill me in. We had a police helicopter circling up here and a trooper at the end of the road. Just wondering if anybody heard anything. Let's see, it was probably around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Over.
Well, not I. We can ask Ron. Does anybody here know what's going on? KD2AIT. Man, I think you're going to have to wait till the radio report on that tomorrow. You'll have to tune in there and WPRV. See if they have to say. I didn't hear anything about it, but I had worked for many hours yesterday and many hours today. So right around 2, I stopped to take a nap. So I wasn't even awake, so I didn't see anything. Anything else going on, Ray?
Bought two of them out in Buffalo yesterday, going out to Rochester tomorrow. Finally have a decent selection to choose from, so hoping to come home with two or three of them tomorrow. Get the inventory back up. It's been slim pickings lately. Haven't had much luck in the past 3 weeks. Over.
Ever come across any Honda pilots?
Yeah, they have a Honda sale every, it might be every 2 weeks, it might be once a month, I don't know, but they have a big Honda sale out in Syracuse. I call it the scratch and dent sale.
That doesn't sound reassuring. We've been looking at some here and there, but I'm not sure if we're all that serious yet. Just kind of poking around, kicking tires here and there on one of them, but I don't know. It's still a long way off. And I don't like, I don't know, this time of year I start thinking about snow. I don't like getting anything new. Or, you know, new to me, I should say. All right. Well, good luck, Ray. Hopefully they'll loosen up a little bit and start getting some good deals there. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-in. All right. I think that was KC2WI. All I heard was I, but it sounded like Pete. So what's up?
Looked on News Junkie. Nothing there. Who knows? We'll hear about it, I guess. KC2WI. Well, nice day today, especially the afternoon. Man, I got working on various things, and I did take off and go out around, I don't know, 3, 2.30, something like that, for a couple hours, and out in the in and out sun anyway. I went over to the, I was going to do something else, but I went over to the boat launch here to Glenfield, and I went for a swim. Not very long, I mean, but enough to take a few strokes, and so I can say, yep, I went swimming on October 1st. And the water's cold, but the air is fine, and so that was nice. And I'm working on the Northern New York simulated emergency test scenario for next Tuesday night. I'm trying to not let myself get distracted on that, but by golly, I've done it about twice today instead of sticking to work. So, you know, that's par for the course, I guess. I'm going to probably do some more non-work. Move on with some ice the next couple of days and get some stuff done outside before it starts raining. I've been thinking about a Honda Pilot. I met a guy up at the last Hamilton County Radio Club meeting, and one of the members from down in Cloversville area, over towards Amsterdam, actually. And he had one. I said, how do you like it? Oh, I like it. I forgot what year it was, not a new one. Standard transmission. And he said, yeah, we kind of had to order that special. And he's exactly the same as me. You know, he wants a standard. So, you know, I'm looking for something eventually to replace my tracker, whether it's the other tracker that the guy still may have or something a little bigger and better. So that was one of the ones on my list, knowing that they are made with standards, or at least they were, so I don't know. Scratch and dent, well, I don't know, scratch and dent isn't so bad, it's the rust that's the bad part. Other than that, not too much going on. Boonville Elks Walkathon Saturday, and the 10K, the Town and Country 10K on Sunday, and of course, rainy for those events. It's unbelievable how accurate that is. It's too bad it couldn't have just tailed off for another couple of days for those. And I don't know, I got my dad's birthday is Friday, so I'll be up in Lake Pleasant, and I'm not sure if I'll be back for one or both of those things, but probably I'll at least get back for Sunday. And I meant to call or email Dick and let him know that I may or may not be there. Other than that, I guess not too much new going on here, KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't mind scratching that so much as long as there's no rust and cracks, you know. The Fall Arts Festival this weekend, we go to every year. We have a little, not a booth there, but we help out a friend who does a charity event there. And, you know, it seems like every year, it's always nice that whole week up to the event, and then on that Saturday, it's cold and rainy. And, well, looks like it's no change this year. So, we'll have to see. But everybody should come down to that anyway. The Fall Arts Festival in Boonville is good time. There's a lot of good vendors there, and if you can squeeze out a dry hour or two, I believe they have a car show there. They used to. I don't know if they have one this year or not, but they have chili cook-offs and all types of vendors and stuff down there. It's a good time. So, all right, Pete. Well, good luck in your search. We don't know if we're getting a Honda Pilot or not. We're just we're kind of looking around. It's you know, I don't. Very rarely do I ever just need to buy a car. You know, it's usually like we start thinking about it, and then a year later we finally pull the trigger on something. But all right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KB2ZSV.
KB2ZSV, Tim, good evening. What's up?
Not a whole bunch. I finished up my chimney today. And I thought I was going to get the relax this afternoon, and the guy showed up with a big dump truck load of more stones for my driveway across the street, so that screwed up my afternoon, and now I'm just sitting here listening to the radio.
Well, you can send some of that stone down to my house.
That's all right. If you got anything up there, I can use it.
You sound like you didn't want your delivery. Say, you could send it down here.
I really didn't want it, but he said I got it. And he said I also need the money, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, really do they just drop it off and then take off. All right, Tim. Well, glad you got the chimney there finished up, and it looks like you got a little more driveway work to go, and you'll be all set there. Just in time for the snow. All right. Take care. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, myself, I've been, for the last 2 days, been working on this site migration. I picked up a site not that long ago for nothing. And by that, I mean I paid nothing for it. Somebody just didn't want to deal with it anymore because the traffic was getting so big he couldn't manage it. Boy, there's a bunch of love when that falls in your lap. Well, anyway, he really didn't want any more, and I said, well, instead of him giving it away to somebody else, I'll take it. So I've been working for the last couple months here trying to get it the code in the back end migrated over to a new piece of software, and finally pulled the trigger on that yesterday, and still, you know, doing a lot of punch work here on the, you know, this thing's missing, this thing get migrated, this is not the way it used to be, and you know, a lot of little tying things in and getting the advertising running and everything else. So it's a lot of work, and boy, am I tired. And I just want to take a shower and go to bed here. But that's about all I have to report. So we got a little more of this going on tomorrow. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Oh, just a quick Honda comment.
Go ahead, Ray.
As a certified mechanic, I'll be the first to admit Honda's quality control is second to none in the world. But they are not mechanic friendly, and all cars get old, all cars rust, up here anyway. And when they get old and rusty, and they're not mechanic friendly, you have to take it to the Honda dealer. And the last time I checked, Carbone was getting $96 an hour to work on them. And so no matter, you know, if you sell a car that somebody can't get fixed locally and they have to take it down to the city and they have to pay close to $100 an hour, you're quickly not going to have a happy customer. And I'm not saying, you know, they build a good car, but it's very expensive to get serviced when they do have problems.
So get the bumper warranty if you can.
You still got to take it down to the city, camp out for a day, and you know, it's not like up here where, you know, we give a customer an appointment for 2:00. We have them in and out of here, and they're gone by 3:00. Whereas you take it to a big dealer, and people are showing up there with their coolers and their kids and their, you know, and they camp out in the customer lounge for the day for a 45-minute repair. And that's just not the way not the way we're used to doing business.
Roger that. I hear you. All right, Ray, any other comments, queries, or late seconds by anyone out there? Excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't mean to yawn. Long day. Again, I apologize. Jesus, it's like my head's going to split here at the ears. I've just been yawning for the last hour or so. And I apologize, I shouldn't be yawning on the air. All right, hearing no more queries or anybody else, I'm now going to close the Black River Valley Service Net, return to frequency, whatever you use. I'd like to thank Bill, Ray, Pete, and Tim for checking in tonight. City 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, for Austin, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
This is November 2, Whiskey, Bravo X-Ray, good evening, no traffic.
With the station that called in, can you slow down? I didn't get all your call letters, over.
Roger, November 2, Whiskey, Bravo, X-Ray.
And that's affirmative. November 2, Whiskey, Bravo, X-Ray. Thank you. This is KD2, GSK, for Austin, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
This is KC2, WI, no traffic.
KC2, WI. Am I correct on that?
Affirmative, over.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octa, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
That's KC2NBU, no traffic. Thank you very much. This is KD2GSK. For Octa, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octa, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo. Welcoming for Octa, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2GSK, final call for Octa, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, no other stations. I wish to thank all the stations that reported. 73s, have a pleasant evening, switching back to Octa frequency. This is KD2 GSK.